Hey, Jack, are you good?
Yeah. Lucky thing this hole wasn't as deep as we thought. But remind me in the future that my arm should not stretch that far.
I don't think it was just the short fall that saved us.
I think you're right. Whoa! Ugh, what is this stuff?
Probably what broke our fall.
It's slimy.
Uh-huh. And if I had to guess, it wasn't left behind by an earthquake.
So you think something came through here, caused the tremors, made the sinkhole, and left the slime behind?
Yeah, but the question is, what something? Miriam and I got a good look at ectoplasm not too long ago, but this isn't it. So it's probably not a ghost.
That really doesn't limit our options.
Well, nobody said this investigation thing was easy. Look, there's a tunnel over there. I say we see where it leads. Come on.
Oh my gosh, you have no idea how excited I am to hear more about you. You know, I think that, of everybody here, you can do the most amazing stuff. Oh wait, you probably did know that. Mr. Mind Reader over here. Oh, sorry, I should probably let you talk, right?
No, it's fine. Please keep talking.
No, I want to hear what you have to say. About anything. Like, maybe why you don't talk that much. And why, when you do, you always talk like that.
Like what?
You know, that deep, creepy monotone. Like this.
Oh, that. And please...
Don't call you creepy, right? Sorry, guess you've heard that a lot, huh? Not that that's a bad thing.
You don't have to apologize. And if you really want to know, I am the way I am because I'm afraid of what would happen if I wasn't.
You? Afraid? That's funny. I can't imagine you being afraid of anything.
Well, I am.
Why? Hey, don't worry. Whatever you say, I won't judge. I mean, how could I? I come from an age-old race of pasty bloodsuckers who people still think are afraid of the sun.
Okay. Basically, it comes down to this. This whole condition that I have, the telekinesis and telepathy and everything, it's hereditary. And it's been running in my family for a very long time, and we haven't exactly had the best breaks because of it.
What do you mean by that?
Think about it. Did your family ever have it easy because they were vampires?
No, they had people come after them with pitchforks and torches, and that was in 1987.
So you get it. My ancestors were tried and killed as witches thrown out of their homes and the worst of it.
Yes?
For all the problems other people caused my family, they caused just as much themselves. These abilities aren't always the easiest to control. In the past, when my family and others like them became too intense about something, they'd lose control to the point where they'd cause catastrophic levels of destruction.
How catastrophic?
Well, I heard about a great-great-great-uncle who destroyed an entire town once.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you can see now why I try to not become too invested in anything.
Because you're afraid that your feelings will only make it worse.
If I don't keep up the stoicism, I could end up doing something dangerous and harmful to others. And I'd rather not do that.
This just might be my own opinion, but even if you don't want to be super emotional, you don't have to hide away from everybody.
You're right, you know.
About what?
You talked about your thoughts echoing a while ago. You're right. That's how it sounds. I mean, everybody's thoughts echo, but especially yours. Maybe it's because you're a vampire.
Maybe. I guess I can add that to the list of things that make vampires amazing. And that's not even all of it. Like, sure, I can fly, turn into a smoke cloud, walk through mirrors, all that stuff. But, you know, I can walk up walls and...
turn into a bat.
Ooh, going for the cliché, huh? Yeah, that too. But I think the turning into a big, scary dog thing is way better. Not that the humans would ever know about that. the way they give werewolves all the credit on that one. Darn uninformed young adult horror romance junkies.
Huh.
Hold on, was that a laugh? I didn't even know you could do that.
I don't.
Sure.
I have to admit, when I agreed to this job, I didn't expect to spend so much time in tunnels.
Based on what Sheriff Rhodes said, it doesn't seem like it's much better above ground anyway. I just wish there was something down here that could tell us what's going on. I mean, something besides all this slime. Oh. Hey, look. There's a way out. You know, if this stuff is all we're gonna find down here, we should at least get a sample and try and figure out where it came from. Think you could use your arm again to get us out?
What do you mean? Like a grappling hook or something?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go again.
Okay, slime's in the jar. If we can make our way back to the van, maybe we can figure all this out. Where are we, anyway?
Somewhere near the west side of town. Algie and I used to play baseball in this lot when we were kids. Well, Algie played, and I kept score.
We're in a lot? Wait a second. Do you remember all the places where Sheriff Rhodes said these holes have shown up?
The park, a couple of empty lots, some woods on the edge of town.
All big open spaces. Maybe this thing creating the sinkholes isn't hostile. It might just be looking for someplace quiet.
And is unintentionally causing the tremors and holes along the way.
Exactly.
So where does that leave us?
Well, we may not know what this thing is, but I think I have a good idea where it's headed next. And if I'm right, we have to hurry.
So, you're clearly not spending your days supplying the black market of New England with Delia and Co. What happened?
That technically circles back to your first question.
Which one was that again?
Why do I hate guns?
Right. So,
when I was old enough, I was ready to really be a part of Smith's business, and I knew how I was going to do it. Smith noticed I was smart and could see things from a different angle than his kids. So he told me to go to college and get my law degree, so his people would have somebody to defend them if things ever went up in flames. And I was ready to do it. Got a viable degree from a homeschool program, had some paperwork forged for the application, managed to sneak into exams, aced them, by the way.
Yeah, right.
All I was missing to get my life off the ground was money to pay for it. Luckily, Val was there to back me up. He was willing to pay me out of his own pocket, all legitimate money, nothing stolen for once, on one condition. That I go to college not to be a lawyer for criminals, but to be one for the people who lose everything because of him. Guess he was tired of seeing good kids waste their lives.
Or maybe he knew you weren't really the criminal type.
Either way, I agreed to do what he said.
Did you mean it?
Hell no! I was a dumb kid! The world is crazy unpredictable, and I wanted job security.
Looks like I wasn't the only one who made mistakes in high school. So, what changed your mind?
Didn't take much to get the ball rolling. Some random day, not sure exactly when, Delia convinced me to sneak into one of her dad's riskier operations with her. She said it would be fun. We didn't know it, but Val saw us and followed us there. I couldn't even tell you what Smith's people were doing business for, or who with. All I know is, right as Val was trying to drag me and Delia out of there, we heard gunshots. We booked it for the nearest way out, but right before we were home free, I turned to check on Val, and that's when I saw a bullet go straight through him. So, hard to like guns when you see the closest person you had to a dad get shot by one.
Did he... Was it fatal?
Nah, tough guy Val was, he survived it. It was his arrest on his way out of the hospital that really did some damage. The courts were way harder on him than they needed to be. Of all the people who worked for Smith, he was the least criminal. But he still got 19 years in prison. And Smith and his buddies ditched him while most of the kids he looked after ended up back in the system, if they didn't run away during the trial. After that, I couldn't stick around anymore. It felt wrong. Delia tried to convince me to stay. Said that we could find a way to bust Val out and go back to how things were. But I knew that if I was going to get Val out, I was going to do it my own way. the right way. So, I took his advice. Went to college, then law school. Worked my ass off so I could help Val. And people like him. But jobs aren't as easy as they come by. So, I ended up here, in Haynesbury. And then, well, you've been around for the rest of it.
You ever think you'll get back to it? The lawyer thing, I mean.
The way I see it, I never really stopped. Especially when you consider how likely it is that somebody in this investigation business will wreck something so badly they'll need legal counsel.
Oh yeah, definitely gonna happen. Can't be too long before this stupid exercise is over, right?
Yeah. And about time, too. I was just starting to get tired of you.
Why? Because I'm not your psycho ex-girlfriend?
I'm already starting to regret telling you that.
Listen, before we finally get our freedom back, there's one more thing you should know, and I don't know when I'm going to have another chance to tell you.
Hmm. Yeah?
It's about Rachel.
What about her?
Carlton! Miriam! Hello!
Everything okay there, Martin?
I'm afraid we have somewhat of an emergency.
What kind of an emergency?
I can give you the full description on your way into town, but the short of it is whatever has been causing those tremors around town all this time has become much more dangerous and is gravitating toward large open spaces. And according to Liza, the only place fitting that description that hasn't already been attacked is...
the playground at Haynesbury Elementary School.
Are you sure about this? This is a fully operating public school, and it's a weekday. Shouldn't we be actively trying to avoid starting a panic?
I'm telling you, I've walked past the school hundreds of times. It has two huge fields for the kids to use at recess. If a giant patch of land with nobody but some kids to disrupt it isn't exactly what our perp wants, I'd be afraid to guess what is. I say we get in there and tell them to evacuate the place as soon as possible. We've got Sheriff Rhodes to back us up. They'll have to listen, right?
Yes, but just to clarify, when did you say the fields are used again?
Recess. Why?
Because guess what just started?
Oh.
The elementary school. Rachel's there.
Hey, don't worry, Pryor. We'll keep her safe from whatever this is.
Yeah, but we'll keep everyone else safe from her.
Would you say?
Nothing. Don't worry about it. But, you might want to grab one of my swords on the way out.
Sure. As long as you're offering, Pryor.
Hey, don't forget about the rest of us. We want to help fix this too. Right, guys?
Yes.
Meh.
Yes, ma'am! And since Jack and Liza already took the van into town, may I suggest an alternate form of transportation, which I just so happen to have under this conveniently placed sheet! Ha! Da-da-da-da!
Is that supposed to be some kind of airship?
Affirmative!
I think you can fit more people on my bike than on whatever that thing is.
It's only small right now because I needed to store it in the garage. Just wait until I get it outside.
How long has this thing been in here?
Only about a day or two. The boss man asked me to work on something a little bit more advanced for the team to drive around. Don't think the old van was really cutting it.
So you went with the jet?
I was supposed to keep it a secret until I got the go-ahead from Marty, but this seems like a special case. So... who's up for a test drive?
I don't think we have much of a choice.
Now check this out!
Holy.
Yep, that's definitely bigger.
Yep, now let's see how she flies. And since I'm the only one who knows how the controls work at the moment, I guess I'll drive!
Oh no.
This is awesome! Hey, watch me do a flip!
No!
It's not a big deal. We just have to get all these kids off the playground before an unidentified monster comes to destroy it.
Which will probably be any minute.
Yeah, probably any minute.
Hey.
You work with my mom in the investigation thing, right?
Rachel! Hi!
Hi. I knew I saw you before. I don't really get to walk around the house that much. My mom says there's nothing to see, but I know she's lying.
Oh, that's nice that you'd want to talk to us, but...
Why are you here? Are you on a case? Is it happening right now?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes, and Rachel, we need your help.
Really?
Yes. Do you know if there's somebody around who we can talk to?
There's Mrs. Kimball. She's the principal. Why?
You think you could bring her over here?
Can I do something else, please?
Rachel, this is really important. We need to talk to someone without attracting a lot of attention.
I'm someone?
An adult someone.
Please, Rachel?
Okay. But promise I can do something else next time.
Promise.
Thank you very much.
She's her mom's daughter.
What do you mean?
Way too eager to jump headfirst into danger.
Definitely.
Frankenstein, I'll say this much about your jet. It's gotta be damn near indestructible.
Aw, thanks, buddy.
About time you guys showed up. We've got a potential disaster on our hands.
As long as we get these kids away from it, it can be as big a disaster as it wants. Have you seen my daughter?
She's fine. Don't worry.
Then let's make sure it stays that way.
Hello, I'm Laura Kimball, the principal here. Oh, Miriam. Nice to see you again. Rachel said that you and your friends wanted to talk. I promise you, Rachel's been doing really great, you know, with the whole...
That's great. Really great. But we're actually here on business.
Oh, you mean the business where you...
Yes.
All right. Is this some kind of emergency?
Yes.
And it'd be much less of a risk for your students if you got them all inside now.
All right. I will do everything that I can. All right, everyone. Recess is over. Let's get back inside. Come on. I hope you know what you're doing.
I think we'll manage.
She seems nice.
Finally. Time for some real team building.
What do you mean?
I don't know about you, but to me, nothing bonds people together more than fighting an imminent threat. Okay, Liza, what are we dealing with?
What?
You and Jack managed to find out what we were dealing with before the rest of us got here. Right?
No.
Oh, shit.
I think it's a giant worm.
Yeah, Frankenstein, I think we got that. Hey, Carlton, got a plan this time?
First, we're gonna need to keep it from getting away and causing more damage.
Oh, we can tie it down! I put all the rope I had in the jet!
Okay, I really wish I would have known that earlier. So for future reference, the worm hits really hard.
Are you all right?
Yeah. Are you?
Relatively speaking, yes.
Okay. Until we have a hold on it, everyone keep a safe distance away from the worm monster.
I got the rope!
Good. Orville, Ginny.
Hi.
Yes.
Think you two can get close enough to that thing to tie it down?
Definitely. Looks like we're gonna get to hang out after all, huh?
You realize that we're only hanging out so we can catch an eldritch creature that could possibly destroy us all?
Ridiculous. Come on.
Hey, Carlton, it looks like you may be onto something this time.
Oh.
Never mind. Any other ideas on how to keep the monster from attacking us?
Just one.
Which is?
Beat the tar out of it until it stops.
Now we're talking. Hey, Liza, think you can make some smoke to knock it out or stun it or something?
I can try. I don't know exactly how its biology works, and I doubt that it's similar to people or plants, so it may take a while.
Just do what you can. The rest of you guys, help me and Carlton inflict some damage.
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Can I at least get a weapon first?
Do you know how to use one?
No.
Then no.
Got it. Good old-fashioned high-speed punching it is.
What should I do, Mom?
Rachel, what are you doing here? You should be inside.
But Mom, I can help. I can...
No, Rachel. Now get back inside where it's safe. Please.
I can take her back.
Thanks, Algie.
But Mom...
Hey, kid, you might want to rethink what you're saying here. If I were you, I'd want to get as far away from here as possible.
But...
All right, time to show these boys how it's done. Okay, that didn't work.
Nothing's working.
What kind of worm is this?
I don't know. But maybe we can find out. Jack, the jar.
The jar? The jar!
What jar?
We took a sample of some slime underground. If it's from the worm, maybe we can use it to figure out a weakness.
Oh, I can help with that! I've loaded the jet with every sci-fi fantasy contrivance known to man, and several more known to everybody else. That includes an unknown mythical substance analyzer. Try saying all that three times fast.
Jack, get him the jar before he keeps talking.
On it.
You know, Mr. Carlton, I've been doing a good deal of research regarding local lore, and I feel that I could be of some help to Mr. Graham and Frank.
No go, kid. We need the extra manpower here.
But I...
Incoming! Like I said, manpower need now!
But...
Here's the stuff. Where's the analyzer thing?
Right here! I'll just add the sample. And now we wait.
Great. You know, it's a good thing we've got you around, Frank. You're a real friend.
Friend?
Yeah. Friend.
Woohoo! Now I have work friends! Oh, this is gonna be so great! We can have lunch and talk about our social lives and how horrible the boss is and how we deserve more paid vacation and... We should get a water cooler!
Right. How long is this thing going to take to analyze the slime?
A few minutes, give or take. So how's the job been treating you?
Jeez, this thing has a thick skin.
Hey everybody, how's it going? Still fighting the giant worm monster, I see.
Algie!
Oh, you probably want me to do something. Right, on it.
I feel like we're wearing it down, but we need something to catch it off guard. Like some freakishly intense sucker punch to the gut. Assuming it even has a gut.
Freakishly intense, you say? I think the answer to your problem is closer than you think.
The kid, why would... Hey, wait a minute. Kid, I thought I told you to help. We're dying over here.
I understand that, Mr. Carlton, but, you see...
What?
Well, I am fairly certain that I had already mentioned that, I'm a pacifist.
What?
Everybody, get down!
I'm sorry. I thought that I had made that clear before. However, if any of you require any medical assistance or obscure information, I'm sure that I could, help.
Oh yeah, good call there, Algie. Kid's a real killer.
Maybe this part of him's not.
Don't know if you noticed, Algie, but the other guy's not exactly volunteering.
I don't think he has to.
Cut the crap and tell us what you mean already.
We need to piss him off.
Then piss him off. Preferably soon.
Hey, Doc, come on, think. Western medicine is a hoax. Books are stupid. Morality is for suckers.
Algernon, I see what you're trying to do, and I appreciate it, but I think that at this juncture it might be best if I stay out of everyone else's way.
Ugh, how are you so self-controlled right now?
Any time now, Algie!
You know, this worm's been avoiding people for the most part so far. Maybe it doesn't really mean any harm.
Right, Mr. Worm? You don't really want to hurt us right now. Maybe you're just a little misunderstood.
Okay, not misunderstood. Genuinely. genuinely dangerous.
I could have told you that, Liza. Liza, that's it. You know what, Doc?
What?
You don't have a chance with Liza.
What?
You heard me. There's no reason she'd ever go for an old as hell, boring, weak, nerdy nobody like you. Yes! Consider him angered!
But was it really a good idea to get him angry at you?
Oh, crap.
You son of a bitch! I will end you!
Or you could take your feelings out on a bigger target?
And why would I do that?
Because hurting me would imply that you care whether Liza likes you or not, and as a demon you shouldn't care about anything?
Where'd you say that bigger target was?
Behind you.
And I can do whatever I want to it?
I hope you're just talking about beating it up, in which case, yeah, go nuts!
Oh, I will.
Wow, that is a lot of unresolved rage.
Think Frankenstein's ID'd the monster yet?
The way the kid's laying into it right now, I kinda hope it takes a while.
Really?
What? I wanna see how this ends.
Yes! The results are in! My ship gave us a result! Woohoo! Yeah, baby! I never doubted you for a second, girl! Come on, let's tell the team!
Wait, Frank, what did the results say? Frank!
Heyo! How's it going, team?
Oh, you know, desperately trying to prevent a giant monster from destroying the town. But otherwise, things are pretty... Frankenstein, I swear, you better have something!
Oh, yeah, I do! Nice guess, boss! Anywho, that slime Liza and Jack found is actually a mix of mostly saltwater and algae, and that monster you're fighting is known as the Atlantic Exterminator Worm, possible underwater cousin to the Mongolian Death Worm, and can grow up to 40 feet in length and 7 feet in diameter at its widest point, and its weakness is sound over 130 decibels in air. Anything else I can do for you?
No, Frankenstein, you're good, thanks. 130 decibels, huh? Hey, Friar, got anything with that kind of volume?
Actually, I think I do, but I'm gonna need you to back me up. You trust me?
Yeah, I do.
Good, because I hope you still remember how to fire one of these.
Are you telling me you had guns on you the whole time, but you chose to go up against the giant monster with a sword?
Well, after your whole my father figure got shot story, I was trying to be considerate. Just clear everybody out of here and get up close to the worm, would ya?
You got it. Everybody get back!
Okie dokie!
Fine.
What? But it was just getting good!
Okay, Prior, I'm ready.
Okay. On the count of three, we fire at the ground. Got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. One, two, three.
It's down! Finally! Nice work, Prior.
Yeah, well, if I learned anything today, it's that there might be better ways to-
What? Sorry, I think I'm deaf in both ears now.
You'll be fine. I think the more important thing to deal with is figuring out what to do with this... worm.
Did anybody else just see a 25-ton worm monster completely disappear?
Well, that's just great. You know, you could have just let me kill it if you really wanted to get rid of it so quickly. But I guess somebody neglected to mention that murder wasn't something you lot considered acceptable.
Just go back to wherever you came from and let the doc have a breather, would ya?
Am I covered in blood? Oh gosh!
Don't worry, kid. You technically didn't violate your whole pansy nonviolence thing. And the monster's gone now anyway.
somehow.
Yeah, who knows, right? Town full of mysteries. Just when you think you've solved one, another one pops up. Guess we'll just have to look into it later. Hey, look, it's the sheriff. What can we do for you?
You can start by letting me give you an apology from my people over at the station. Something tells me you investigators are going to be hearing a lot more from local law enforcement from now on. And I'm not talking in a bad way either.
Thanks, Sheriff. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Now, would any of you like to tell me what in the heck was that thing back there?
I can answer that.
Whew. I'm all ears, ma'am.
Have you ever heard of an Atlantic exterminator worm? Because before today, I sure hadn't.
You know, it's kind of funny.
What?
Martin and I, we forced you guys to talk to each other, and that worked out fine, but at the end of the day, I think what really got us all to get along was...
Fighting a giant worm monster?
Fighting a giant worm monster.
I told you, nothing says bonding like taking down a threat.
Either way, it seems like things might finally start working out at home.
Hey, guys! Who's up for a little victory music? Hey, Miriam! I bet you like to get down to this sick beat! Aw, man! My other speaker!
Or not.
Jenny.
Yes?
I would like you to know that I enjoyed hanging out with you for the purpose of taking down a monster today.
Thanks, Orville.
That means a lot.
And if you ever want to go out flying or something after work, let me know.
For sure. I promise you're going to love it. Last time I was out, I found these trees that were so pretty with the moonlight and the fog, and I'll totally have to show you those. And then we can...
Thank you, Algernon. Without your encouragement, I don't think I would have been any help at all today. If there is anything that I can ever do for you, please do not hesitate to ask.
Well, if you really want to owe me one, you think you can handle one more question?
Absolutely. Anything you would like to ask, consider it answered.
Okay. If you said that sexes aren't a thing for angels and demons, and your parents don't have, you know, does that mean that you don't have any?
Oh, do you hear something? I think that Mr. Carlton may need my assistance in providing data regarding the worm to the local police. Wouldn't want to keep him waiting. But please do remind me of your inquiry in the future. Thank you.
Wait, Doc, what? He ran out on me. Nice.
Heinous Investigations was created, written, and directed by Jessica Castro, featuring the voices of David Manuele, Elena Garcia, Bryce Riffle, Tuan Nguyen, D.G. Holstein, A.J. Somerville, Naomi Park, Maria Elizabeth Burns, Jamie Forney, Emily Folger, and Jessica Castro, with a guest appearance by Christian Pineda. Sound design, editing, and mixing by Finn Nilsson and Owen Thornton. Heinous Investigations spooky theme song written and arranged by Jordan Castro, with instrumentals by Lucas Urbina. Promotional media editing by Tom Velik. Have questions for us about this podcast? Feel free to follow us on Instagram at wildly_productions, Tumblr at wildlyproductions, Twitter at wildlyproduct1, and Facebook at wildlyproductions, and shoot us a message on our latest post. Or subscribe to Wildly Productions on YouTube and comment on our latest episode. And most importantly, don't forget to check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/wildlypods for all kinds of fun bonus content and the chance to help us keep this podcast train rolling. Happy investigating!